Hello.
Bring it on, Dum Dum.
Everything with horn.
Yeah. Hello.
Everything-a-thon.
Everything-a-thon. Everything-a-thon.com.
Indeed.
Everything-a-thon, volume 127. July 2012.
W. B. S. T. 109.5 FM.
It's about the music.
We'll be right back.
was a band called Kvelertak doing a song called Offernot at the unholy hour of 3 a.m. here on WBST. I am the disembodied spirit, the ascendant soul, if you will, of one Howard Cosell, coming to you as a ghost from the afterlife this morning to act as Dan Dierdorf's substitute. And let me just say this at the outset. It feels quite good to be back in a radio booth, back to my old broadcasting roots. It feels like coming home, but I digress. Now, Mr. Dierdorf, would you not tell me why he needed my broadcasting gifts this morning? So being the inquisitive soul and stupendous journalist that I am, I made a few inquiries after accepting his request. And let me just say this first. I feel my role as a journalist here trumps any sort of right to privacy that Mr. Dierdorf may feel he is entitled to. But I make no apologies and I take no quarter. But I'm here to tell you with absolute confidence that Dan Dierdorf is not with us tonight because he is currently admitted to a mental health facility in the city of St. Louis after setting fire to his restaurant Dierdorf and Hart's Steakhouse. Reliable sources tell me that the restaurant has been hemorrhaging money for several years due to Jim Hart's gambling debts. Jim Hart, of course, being the former St. Louis Cardinal quarterback and teammate of Dan Dierdorf back in the 1970s. They have jointly owned the steakhouse since 1983, and it's a shame that after 29 years, Mr. Dierdorf, Hall of Famer that he is, has felt it necessary to resort to felonious arson in order to commit insurance fraud. Believe me when I tell you the discountenance I feel at this moment is nothing less than staggering. Astonishing. Demoralizing. It's madness, ladies and gentlemen. is 3:21 a.m. here at WBST, and I am the ghost of Howard Cosell, filling in for Dan Deerdorf, a test this morning with playing music of the heavy metal variety for you. For the life of me, I cannot understand why program director Gary Wang has programmed this sort of obstreperous, tumultuous music for the middle of the night. But I am not here to wonder why. I am only here to quote-unquote pummel those fuckers with the good shit. I have no idea what the good shit might be, so I asked Mr. Wang, who told me, and again I quote, "Just let Hazel Burke 2.1 worry about the music, and you blather like you do between." This is Pallbearer. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, suffice it to say that I am utterly shocked and delighted that WBST disc jockey extraordinaire Hank Mohansky is on the phone at this time of the morning. Mr. Mohansky, you're on the air. To what do we owe this pleasure?
Hey, Mitch.
Excuse me?
How's it going, Mitch?
In case you are mistaken, Hank, this is the ghost of legendary sportscaster Howard Cosell.
Oh, knock it off. You aren't the ghost of Howard Cosell. This is Mitch Lovitz.
Again, you are mistaken, Hank. There's nobody in Studio 36C except my disembodied spirit, my ghostly apparition, and my voice.
All right. Well, you might not know this, Howard. Mitch does. But I live literally 10 minutes from the studio, so I'll be there in 8. And I'll see with my own eyes whether it's your ghost or that sad sack Mitch Lovitz. How about that? Goodbye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think Hank Mohansky is going to be in for a serendipitous shock in about 10 minutes. And I'll feel unquestioningly exuberant to put that smug bastard in his place. In the meantime, this is Hammers of Misfortune.
We'll be right back.
Hey, baby cakes, it's your radio friend Hank Mulhasky, as promised, who has commandeered the WBST airwaves for Mitch Lovitz, not the ghost of Howard Cosell, as he led you to believe.
I was only trying to have some fun in the middle.
Get the fuck out of here, Mitch. The show's over.
Come on, Hank. Nobody but brain-dead stoners and crazy insomniacs are listening at this hour.
Yes, and unluckily for you, I happen to be a stoner with insomnia.
Well, thanks for ruining everything, Hank. You of all people should understand what I'm trying to do here.
I do understand, Mitch, but you dragged Deerdorf into this. You understand? Telling our listeners things about his private affairs that you had no right to tell. That was a low blow, Mitch, and I simply couldn't abide.
Oh, fuck you, Hank. You know, turnabout is fair play. Like the fact that it's you doing the voice of Deerdorf.
Hazel.
Everybody.
For parties, late snacks, dinners, be rational, serve meats made by Hebrew National. Good time, old time flavor, every time Hebrew National meats.
You'll say thanks for a Frank's, a pastrami, and salami.
Hebrew National meats
for you.
You know, Pep Gang, it seems easy to get the full second series of four-colored insignia and warplane buttons that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Of course, you know that there are 8 Army Air Squadron insignia, 3 Marine insignia, 7 Navy insignia, and 4 warplane buttons. 22 sparkling beauts in all. Each one a real eye-catcher. Boy, what really swell prizes they are. Dramatic looking, with brilliant designs that sure do stand out against a pure white background. For instance, one favorite of mine is that bright blue eagle flying into white clouds and carrying death-dealing red bombs. That's the insignia of the 70th Bombardment Squadron, and it's sure a honey. Now, there's only one way to get these smart-looking Kellogg's Pep buttons. You can't buy them anywhere. They come only in packages of Kellogg's Pep. You don't send in a penny, not even a box top. You just make sure that Mom gets a good supply of Pep for your house. Kellogg's Pep, that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal that's so good to eat and so good for you. Then, you look inside each package for your prize, a smart-looking insignia or warplane button. You'll find the button at the bottom of the package in between the carton and the inner wax bag. It's your prize from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Call now and I'll rush you this wonderful free tape. Please call now. Call 1-800-900-0771. That's 1-800-900-0771. 1-800-900-0771.
Meow 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 meow.
Meow Mix from Purina, the cat food with 3 separate flavors in one package. 3 flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow.
You see, the thing is, Mitch's impersonation of Cosell was simply pathetic. I can't believe anybody was actually fooled by that, you know? But to accuse Dan Deerdorf of burning down his own steakhouse and to accuse his partner Jim Hart of gambling debts as the rationale for the arson, well, baby cakes, those lies in service of some sort of theater of the mind, those lies are simply reprehensible. So I sent Mitch home. Sent him packing. I'll finish this show. And for the record, Dan Deerdorf isn't here tonight, as he usually is, because he and his wife Debbie are on a honeymoon. As I'm sure regular listeners already know, Dan and Debbie got divorced, blah, blah, blah. They reconciled, blah, blah, blah. Got remarried, and right now, they're banging each other's brains out down in Barbados. Barbados is down, I think, right? Anyway, so, here's some old, old school Iron Maiden with Paul Di'Anno on vocals, my favorite Iron Maiden, playing and singing Something Kinda Pretty for the Re-Newlyweds, only on WBST 109.5 FM.
We'll be right back. I'm Hank Mohasky, and that was Torch doing a song called Looking On as we near the 4 o'clock hour here at WBST. And I must admit, Baby Cakes, that we've taken a number of calls here at the station in the past 10 minutes asking about Mitch's claim, which apparently made it to the air, that I have been impersonating Dan Dierdorf on the WBST airwaves all these years. Well, Baby Cakes, I can only tell you this. Not only was Mitch pretending to be the ghost of Howard Cosell, ridiculous, to make his own brand of radio magic, pretending, or in other words, lying, not only was he lying about that, but he was also lying about me impersonating Dan Dierdorf. Nothing could be further from the truth, Baby Cakes. And like I said, Dan and his wife are currently on vacation in Barbados, and in an effort to clear this up immediately, so that there are no lingering doubts, I called Dan's cell phone, even at this unseemly hour. Oh, yes, I did. And guess what? Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Hank.
Again, I'm sorry to bother you at 4 in the morning, but I thought the bullshit being played by Mitch warranted immediate attention.
Oh, I agree completely, Hank. And just let me say this, and I'll keep it brief because I'm about to get a blowy and a sour from Deb before we hit the rack.
Oh, you haven't even been to bed yet.
That's right, Hank. We partied late, like professionals.
Hall of Famers.
Indeed. No, I just wanted to say, Hank, I'm very much my own person. No impersonations by Hank or anybody else going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But more to the point, Mitch, if you're listening, I'll be home next week, and I'll be seeing you. Oh, yes, I'll be seeing you, old friend. I'll have my pound of flesh from you.
Ooh-wee. Well, Dan, thanks for taking the time to help me clear this up. I'll let you get back to the sexy times with Deb.
Indeed.
Anything you'd like to hear? It is your show, after all. We're just keeping the slot warm, as it were.
Keeping the slot warm, indeed. Well, you know, I wouldn't mind hearing some liturgy. But, you know, I'm down in Barbados, Hank, and so I can't actually hear the show up there in Madison.
Duh. Just a figure of speech, Dan.
Gotcha.
All right. Liturgy.
Yeah, liturgy.
We got it all, Dan.
Play something recent and, something off their latest album. I don't remember what it's called.
Aesthetica.
Yes, it's Aesthetica.
Aesthetica. All right, well then, here's a song called True Will. And once again, Mr. Dierdorf, congrats on your wedding and keep having fun down in Barbados. Barbados is down from here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hank, yeah. Down among a chain of islands that basically separates the Caribbean Sea from the Atlantic Ocean.
Whew, all right.
Good morning, Hank.
Good morning, Dan. And for the rest of you, Baby Cakes, that was the real Dan Dierdorf, and I am the real Hank Mohasky. This is True Will by Liturgy. You're listening to the WBST 109.5 FM.
Everything-a-thon.
Everything-a-thon.
Everything-a-thon. Everything-a-thon.com.
Indeed.
Culture Data 2012.
Goodbye.